Hello, my name is Howard, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Did you know St. Patrick was actually British? According to History.com, St. Patrick was born in Britain, not Ireland, to wealthy parents near the end of the 4th century. At the age of 16, Patrick was taken prisoner by a group of Irish raiders who were attacking his family's estate. They transported him to Ireland, where he spent 6 years in captivity. During this time, he worked as a shepherd outdoors and away from people. Lonely and afraid, he turned to his Jesus for solace, becoming a devout Christian. After more than 6 years as a prisoner, Patrick escaped. According to his writing, God spoke to him in a dream, telling him it was time to leave Ireland. To do so, Patrick walked nearly 200 miles to the Irish coast. After escaping to Britain, Patrick reported that he experienced a second revelation. An angel in a dream tells him to return to Ireland as a missionary. After his ordination as a priest 15 years later, he returned to Ireland with a dual mission: to minister to Christians already living in Ireland and to begin to convert the Irish. St. Patrick incorporated Irish culture into Christian lessons. Familiar with the Irish language and culture, Patrick chose to incorporate traditional ritual into his lessons of Christianity instead of attempting to eradicate native Irish beliefs. For instance, he used bonfires to celebrate Easter, since the Irish used bonfires in their traditional celebrations already. He found a way to relate the amazing gospel of Jesus to the Irish people in such a way that they could understand and incorporate the lessons in their daily lives. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches us to love our enemies, something that St. Patrick lived out. You have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. That's Matthew 5:43-45. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Howard for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be a nice human.